And currently, we have 50 degrees in Salem, 45 in Danville, 48 in Roanoke, 48 in Bedford. In Amherst, it's 48 and 50 in Lynchburg.
Sunshine in the forecast. Lots of it.
Indeed.
I love it. It's going to be a great weekend. All kinds of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Holy cow. We got Bob on the line. Bob wanted to talk about the fact he's been married for how long, Bob?
45 years.
Wow. Congratulations, nice. Friend.
Well, thank you.
I said you don't look that old.
My kids had gotten me a birthday card a while back about the year I was born. I was born in January.
Okay.
Of 54.
Oh, okay.
And October 16th in 54 was a Saturday.
Oh, nice.
And we got married. We got married October 16th, 76 on a Saturday.
Oh, cool. Nice.
And then, of course, this year, October 16th, was a Saturday.
Wow.
And we went down to Calabash, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And had some great seafood down there.
I'll bet.
But I also wanted to talk about that trucking thing. I had read a blog on some of my trucker stuff about a company out in California, and the reason she's saying that there's a shortage of drivers is the port authority are wanting them to have the COVID shot.
Right.
And her drivers are refusing, and she's backing her drivers.
Well, good for her. I mean, if that's the stance
so
they're taking.
No.
Yeah.
You can't come into the port unless you got the shot. Well, there's already a 500,000 driver shortage.
Jeez.
So
how much?
That's why some stuff is 500,000.
Yeah.
Driver shortage in the U.S.
And let me ask you this, Bob. Is this a technical question, maybe more than anything? When you go there, do you go there with an empty flatbed trailer and they put it on there, or all those puppies put on a trailer frame and then you pick them up? What's usually the scenario there as a trucker when you're going into the ports?
Well, when I used to go to the port for J.B. Hunt, you sometimes pulled a chassis in and they would put a can on it.
Right.
And then, or you would pick up a loaded one.
Right.
And I got stuck out in Maine for a holiday weekend, or not Maine, Portland. And I took containers from the rail port.
Right.
Out to different customers, just a short haul.
Sure.
And dropped those off, picked up the empties, and brought them back to the rail. And was done for the day. That paid good money for doing all that.
Did you? Okay. The reason I'm asking.
Because it was holiday.
The reason I'm asking is if you're just picking up a trailer, of course, you always, like a lot of pilots, like to walk around the plane, kind of look at things, make sure. I'm just wondering how much interaction that you actually have to have within 6 foot of another person, you know, when you go to these. You hand the paperwork off to the folks to, you know, show your manifest or whatever your paperwork is.
Right.
How much real contact you have to have.
Well, that was going to be my question.
Yeah.
There is a lot of isolation. I mean, all the industries.
Sure.
You guys don't come in contact with nearly the people of some other industries. Yeah.
A lot of our customers, when you go in, they have like a isolated room that they're in. And you hand your paperwork to a little drawer.
Right, exactly.
And they sign it, return it, and hand it back to you.
Right.
You've got a barrier between you and them, like a plexiglass shield or something.
Right.
It's put a hurt on some of us, because if you have to use the facilities, you got to go to an outhouse.
And
sometimes you don't even have that.
Yikes.
Because where you used to be able to go some places and they had real nice facilities inside to use, you can't use them because of the COVID.
Sure.
They don't let you in the building.
So what's then... I don't know why they're not. Why don't they factor that all in? Like, you know, I said, and Janet is picked up on it. I mean, we're just being logical here. I mean, how much real contact do you have to have with a truck driver that would make a difference?
So I'm going to play devil's advocate here for just a minute, Bob. The other flip side of that is these men and women cross a lot of state lines. So if by chance something were to happen that they did pick it up, they do, you know, cross over many parts. They cover a lot of ground.
Right.
So, you know, when you look at it that way, it's like, you know, it's there's two sides to everything for sure.
There is,
but it's still America.
On the flip side of that, though, Janet, is we still are isolated,
right?
And most of the I call them professional truck stops. Those are the ones that are really high end,
right?
They do a bang up job cleaning the facilities. They'll have while you're in there, they'll announce time to do the special cleanup, and they'll go around these little spray bottles spraying the handles and the counters and
right.
Stuff
yeah, but it is airborne.
And so. Wipe them down. They're all wearing masks.
Yeah.
If they say, please wear a mask, I'll wear a mask.
Yeah, good yeah. for you.
But,
yeah.
But if they don't, then I won't, you know?
Right. Sure.
That's just the way it is.
Sure.
Right.
I'm a believer, and I figure if I'm going to get it, I'll get it. And if I die from it, I'll die from it. And I'm not worried about it.
Right.
So,
well, you
got to
do you,
my,
friend.
My son has had it.
Yeah.
But he got over it, but the only thing he has lingering right now is a lot of stuff he can't taste.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, we heard that story yesterday.
Sometimes I mean, they just don't get that back.
Sure.
I mean, that's a very real side effect. And then smells, apparently, can be really weird.
Yeah, sure.
Too. So.
Hey, thanks for calling
safe,
in, bud,
friend.
And congratulations.
One other quick thing, though.
Go ahead.
So the other day, you're talking about people getting hit here this morning.
Yes.
The other day, yesterday, I was coming into Lynchburg, and there were people, dark skin, wearing dark clothing.
Yeah.
And if she hadn't been swinging her arms, I wouldn't have seen her.
Sure.
I caught the movement. That's all I caught.
Wow.
If her arms had been down by her side and not doing anything, I wouldn't have seen them.
Right.
I mean, I came close to them, but I didn't hit them. At least they were up off of the curb.
Sure.
But
sure.
Still, it scared me because, oh, shoot, there's somebody there.
Yeah.
You know, am I over far enough?
It's awful.
Because, you know, when you're coming along at 35 miles an hour, even in the city, so that's a lot faster than a person's walking. You can come up on them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a very real problem.
The onus is on them to wear something that at least you can see.
Yeah, at least a reflector on the back of the head or something. I don't know. Just
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right, Bob.
All right. Y'all
hey,
have
thank
a great
you.
Day.
You
thank
too.
You.
Happy anniversary. 45 years, man.
Good for him. I told you, I've got the one gentleman that I'll pass 4:30 in the morning several times. I don't know how many times. But several times,
right?
And same thing,
right?
Wearing dark clothing, and I'm really petrified that something's going to happen because that road's so narrow,
right? Yeah.
And can you just can you imagine?
Yeah, I it happens to me sometimes in the morning, you know, that I'm just looking down, you know, at the instruments, and I look back up. It just, especially in the morning when it's still dark, you know. I mean, thankfully. Normally they're walking against the traffic, but not always.
Right.
You know, and even walking against the traffic.
This gentleman isn't.
Right. Gotcha.
He's walking with traffic.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So,
very interesting.
We talked about the polls are tightening for the GOP. Sometimes I wonder if the press, you know, just sort of waits. They don't want you to lose interest. You know, it's kind of like a Super Bowl or a bowl game where it's, you know, it's halftime. You know, it's 36-3. Mm-hmm. I'm going to switch the channel. You know, they have to keep you engaged. It always seems like the polls tighten up towards the, you know, the home stretch. You know, maybe the Republicans have been there or even a little bit above, but it is tightening up. They're giving the GOP some positive vibes as far as some of this polling goes. Of course, you have the internal polls. And even if they suck, you still have to go out there with a strong message and a smile on your face when your internal polls say you're 10 points behind or whatever. But this is definitely interesting. I think our country is a 50-50 kind of thing going anyways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's half that want to go one direction and the other half is going the other. John Stewart was talking about this the other day, saying that this is this is still the greatest country to live in. We're in the best time you could ever want to be in. And he's still very optimistic. And Jake, what's his name? Jake over at CNN, I can't remember his last name now.
Tapper.
He was trying to bait him on some stuff. And this, who'd have thunk it, Janet? You've got Bill Maher. You've got Jon Stewart and Dave Chappelle. These are the guys that are out there kind of speaking the truth, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys, we can't go that far. Bring it back or you're going to ruin all of us.
Right.
it's just interesting. Those three characters, you know, and all of them really have that comedic background because Jon Stewart, yeah, he did a news show on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Bill Maher, comedian, but he's had, you know, serious conversations. I'm not downplaying that. Glenn Beck would say, you know, hey, I'm a class clown. You know, the rodeo clown, he called himself. You know, so you can be serious and have that information out there. But it's just interesting that these are the guys. And now, what's the guy, the one actor, he's a very handsome actor, has come out and stood alongside of Dave Chappelle, and he's taking heat too. Tatum or Nate? You know, handsome guy, very yeah. built well, and he is coming out speaking
Tatum,
for...
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, he's standing with Dave Chappelle and taking some heat. You know, I'm glad some of these people are coming out and say, guys, you know, you've gone too far.
Yeah, I mean, it's time for them all to grow a pair.
Yeah,
just saying.
It really is.
Because it's out of control.
Yeah. We're going to go into a break. We got a caller on the line. We'll put them on in just a few minutes. If you'd like to call and chime in, 434-534-8500 or toll free anywhere, 866-916-3776. I got a big thumbs up from one of our guys, Marco Galbraith, saying, I love that fat bottom girl little ditty that you guys play. So, hey, thanks for noticing, man.
Start Here's some your ELO. Mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Virginia Talk Radio Network. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
A21 on the Morning Jam. It's Thursday. We'll have a life hack for you, at least one, before we call it a day here on the show. Just taking a lot of calls today. Excited about that. Alan has checked in with us. Janet, he wants to talk about another gatekeeper of sanity that we didn't mention. Good morning, Alan.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to bring up Joe Rogan. I listened to him for 3 hours yesterday, and he hammered Google, Wuhan. He was hammering CNN about their lies with the horse medicine.
Yep.
And he brought up something yesterday that I didn't know. 200 of our congressmen in Congress, mm-hmm. representatives, took the ivermectin.
Oh, really?
Wow. But yet they're telling you not to take it.
Yeah.
Well, they're telling them not to take the horse version, you know, and there are some doctors that don't recommend it.
Who would take the horse version?
They have.
You take the horse version. And actually, Dr. Sanjay Gupta told Joe Rogan that the horse version wouldn't kill you anyway, but it's you would really have to take, a billion people have taken ivermectin,
mm-hmm.
and really, as Sanjay Gupta told Rogan, that basically there has not been a death or anything associated with it. The people that created it got a Nobel Peace Prize.
Right.
So all of that was false information. The congressman, Joe Rogan, was saying some of these congressmen that actually took it were telling people not to take it. And he's like, why are you taking it then?
Yeah, well, we played that soundbite where he confronted Sanjay Gupta. I mean, we only played a snippet, but the guy... that was commenting on it said, yeah, it was like he got bludgeoned for several hours on the show. But yeah, Joe Rogan's definitely in that category with the other guys saying,
yeah,
you know,
I
you've
mean,
gone too far.
I'm a big fan of George. I was a big fan of George Carlin in the 80s. So mm-hmm. it's not out of realm for me to like Jon Stewart or Rogan or Chappelle, you know, that's
sure.
just, I love those guys,
yeah.
you know, and I watched it. Dave Chappelle special on Netflix, which it's a little rough, but
sure.
you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it
like
is.
Eddie Murphy Raw back
right.
in the day.
Oh my gosh.
My mom told me I couldn't get that album.
Well,
know?
Yeah, I had to take some stuff out of that the other day. No, it was Richard Pryor. I'm sorry. I get those two mixed up. Richard Pryor stuff.
I actually had the Eddie Murphy album, Mark.
Oh, did you really?
Raw. Yeah, my mom told me not to get it. and I got it and was put my earphones on, was listening to it on the stereo, mm-hmm. sending it.
It's a wonder it didn't melt. It's a wonder it didn't melt your speakers or your brain there. Hey, thanks for calling in, bud.
But anyway, y'all have a great day.
You too. We'll talk to you later. A good reminder that there are other folks out there, you know, holding the line. I mean, you know, it's a crazy time, and it makes you wonder, Janet, when, you know, everything's coming to a fever pitch, it would seem at times. I know you can unplug from it. I met a guy on Saturday who moved here from Texas, and I kind of got his political tilt after a little while, you know, just from having a conversation with him. And yeah, he's just totally unplugged from stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Just doesn't want to indulge in any of what's going on in the culture. And I just think you've got to be at least aware of it, or you're going to get caught off guard by it. So you got to stay up with it. And that's what we try to do. We try to bring a balance of what's happening out there, mm-hmm. and some good stuff. And I think we try to balance it with humor, and we do our best. Yeah, we try. And it's, some days are harder than others. But anyway, that's what we do here on The Morning Jam. Tell your friends about us. By the way, I want to mention here, our app. I just had a guy check with us the other day, just discovered us, and then he drove out of the listening area, said, is there any way I can listen to you, like, on my phone? And I said, yeah, we have the VTRN app. And if you just go to your Google Play Store or your Apple Store, you just type in VTRN, and probably what's going to pop up first is it'll say VTRN Roanoke. You can click that one on, or the one underneath it, which is the WIQO icon where Janet and I sit right now, even though we're heard in Danville and Roanoke and Bedford. You can get that app and take us anywhere. A lot of friends and family outside of the state listen to us, or they just stream us online. But getting the app is simple. You're not going to be put on an email list. It's a simple streaming app. That's all it is. So you can hear the show. What I suggest is that if you get the one that says VTRN Roanoke, it's going to have our CBS sports station on there. It's going to have WIQO where we sit. And then it'll have our Roanoke frequencies as well. And that's 1240 AM and 99.5 FM in Roanoke. Click on the middle one. And that's the one that you can listen to. And after our show is Hugh Hewitt comes on. And then great programming throughout the rest of the day. If you're on the Roanoke side, you're going to hear Brian Kilmeade at 9 o'clock. If that's your flavor, then check on to the Roanoke app. So check out the VTRN app. It's simple to download. My mother-in-law, who is, well, I'm not going to say how old she is, but let's just say.
already wished her a happy birthday.
I did. She's 80, and she's figured out how to do the app. So they listen to us on their phones. They're in Lynchburg right now, so they get to listen to us on the radio. But anyway, that's how it works.
So one of the things I wanted to mention was we had a listener mm-hmm. who sent in a screenshot of a text okay. that they received
right.
this morning.
Okay.
It says, Virginia vaccination driver's license update. Verify your driver's license detail, and then it gives a link.
Mm-hmm.
That does not look legitimate. Do not
click on it. Okay, good.
Yeah. I mean, they can't even keep up with what they're doing at the DMV. Do
right,
you
right.
honestly think they've got their act together with that? That ain't happening. That's cute, though. I just think it's ridiculous that they... why do they use that? Why do scammers use that stuff? It's just so annoying.
Yeah.
We'll have to... we'll have to ask... we'll just have to ask the Better Business Bureau if they're getting reports
talk to Julie.
Of that.
Yeah, we can do that.
It looks like it came from a North American time code.
Oh, okay.
And it looks like it's out of the state of New York.
Hmm. Okay.
So area code 607
right.
is a New York
okay.
area code. So I don't know why New York would be worried about our vaccination statuses. Don't click those links.
Don't do
Delete
it.
Delete them immediately.
Yeah, don't do it.
It's really important.
It can mess your phones up.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there.
And who knows what kind of information they could access.
Oh, yeah, on your phone.
And
yeah,
we see
sure.
this stuff all the time. Yep. And they're constantly changing. They're phishing scams. They're constantly
creative.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
jeez.
I mean, you'll get things from I got something yesterday that said it was from Amazon.
Right.
And you know, thanks for being an Amazon Prime mm-hmm. customer.
Right.
Please take our customer survey and get an Amazon gift card. I mean, it looked legitimate.
Wow.
Do you think I clicked that link?
No.
No, sir.
Nope.
No. No, I did not.
It's usually too good to be true. It is.
It probably is. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. So coming up, we've got Kimberly McBroom. She's going to give us some of the latest from Lynchburg, Roanoke, and on the south side. Mm-hmm. We have had an unusual amount of hit and runs.
Yes.
We've had a bicyclist in Lynchburg that was hit. We had a pedestrian in Henry County that was hit. So we'll talk about some of that and just some of the things that are impacting us here in the area.
Tim's saying he got the same exact text.
From a different area code.
832 area code.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah. These are legit people.
Yeah, they're fishing. They're fishing for your information.
They're definitely fishing.
Dang.
So.
All right.
And that's the bad thing is, you know, these scammers can,
They can spoof your number.
Yeah, they'll take numbers. It'll look like it's from Lynchburg.
Exactly.
Or of course, you think they would be at least smart enough to use a Virginia area code.
I got a call, Janet, from Rustburg just yesterday. It popped up and said Rustburg. So I said, okay, you know,
There's a lot of Indians living in Rustburg now.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Who knew?
We're not talking Monica Nation Indians.
Right.
This was a guy named Bob with a very heavy Indian accent. I'm talking about halfway
His
around the world.
His name's not Bob. Oh, my name is Bob. No, it's not. You're not fooling me, buddy. Currently, 52 degrees in Bedford, 54 in Lynchburg, 53 in Amherst, 46 in Danville, 50 in Roanoke, and 52 in Salem. And good news.
What?
The trash truck's here.
The dumpster guy?
Yeah.
Dumpster Dan, let's call him.
That's right. Oh, there it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I wonder if he's going to shake the building today.
Maybe.
We can only hope.
He might.
Hey, there is a hot dog place. We talked about this in the first hour.
Skeeters.
Skeeters, you love the name.
I do.
It's down in Withville, and my gosh, it's been a staple since 1925 in that area. If this isn't on your radar, it should be. It's one of the well-known eateries in our state. Of course, locally we have the Tea Room celebrating 86 years.
Mm-hmm.
We had Dave Saunders on. If you want to hear that interview, you can go to our SoundCloud page. And just type in the Morning Jam on VTRN and type in Dave Saunders and you'll be able to hear our interview with him last week. But anyways, we're talking about Withville. Good little ride from here, but probably worth it if you like hot dogs.
But not for everybody.
Well,
some people are right there.
Yeah, I mean, some people would just say, give me some more so I don't even have to go out of town.
Mm-hmm.
But it's part of the charm that the fact that it's almost 100 years old and it's kind of like got this little mini museum going or whatever.
Which
and,
I love.
And it's a beloved little Virginia eatery. So check it out. Skeeters, or as Janet likes to say,
Skeeters.
Down in Withville.
Yeah.
And get you some dogs. All right.
All right. Governor Northam announced yesterday $77 billion in capital investments over the past 4 years, saying that 100,000 new jobs were created because of that. Mm. CNBC confirmed that Virginia is the top state for business this year.
I don't see it, but
I
find that hard to believe.
Okay,
but anyway,
I just don't shoot the messenger.
Yeah, I know.
Then of course he said the billions of dollars companies are investing in our Commonwealth will expand opportunities to help Virginia reach new heights.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I mean, I hope that's right.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing it, but I hope it's right.
Well, so Janet was talking about this in the summer leading up to our fall. Loves the fall weather. So do I. Best Fall Festival coming around this weekend all over the state of Virginia.
There's everything.
We mentioned it earlier. Leaves are changing, chill in the air, pumpkins everywhere on the porches and in the fronts of different stores in the Commonwealth. So we've got fairs all over. We've got live music, food. You know, oh, I just love live music. We're going to have any live music this weekend at the Rose Festival?
Could be.
All right. You said you played string instruments.
I do.
Are there any up at the house?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Couple.
All right, we'll see what happens. check out these festivals. We're going to put it on our Facebook page and stick the link up there. I mean, all over the place. The one we're picking out, though, is in the backyard of most of our listeners, and that's the Devil's Backbone. It's the Lumberjack Classic. It's the Olympics of woodworking. Throw back some brews, enjoy the tasty food, and watch the wood shavings fly, just like that dumpster is about 15 feet from us. And you can see the competitors all show off their skills at the Olympics of Woodworking. That's this weekend. It's absolutely free. Location, Base Camp Brew Pub and Meadows 200 Mosby Run, Roseland, Virginia. That's this Saturday.
We also had someone text in that the Ferrum Folklife Festival is this weekend as well.
Nice.
So keep that in mind. We just have this in.
Okay.
If your Thursday morning drive takes you down Memorial Avenue, you might want to avoid that. Lynchburg Department of Emergency Services ask motorists to avoid the area of Memorial Avenue at Orchard Street for the time being.
Wow.
We don't have road closures at this time, but that could come. Traffic maps are showing very slow traffic along Memorial Avenue. That's between Langhorne Road and Chambers Road.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
All right.
Now, it would seem that we see a lot of, you know, light beers. When you do events and there's beer there, light beers are by far the most popular. Typically Bud Light, Mick Ultra, those are the biggies.
Right.
Now, with people wanting to go to more craft beers and local beers, they're asking for healthier options when it comes to beers, and one local brewery is seeking to meet that need. Apocalypse Ale Works, Austin John, says tastes have changed and customers are asking for different kinds of beverages, leading the brewery to make some changes to their menu. Putting on extra pounds after the pandemic has definitely factored that in. A lot of times I'm looking for a more seasonable style that are under 5% alcohol, that doesn't feel me have me feeling as heavy or overwhelmed, said one customer. And he says the people are also drinking more traditional styles and less specialty. One customer said, I'm a beer purist. I'm like that by cornbread, my friend.
Okay.
Not a beer drinker, but I'm a cornbread purist, so I can kind of relate on that level. According to John, more people are also ordering beers with lower alcohol levels.
Yeah.
Seltzers are lower in calories, gluten-free, less sugar, and there is a growing market for gluten-free or even non-alcoholic beers.
Okay.
So they're doing some rebranding and bringing in more beers with less alcohol.
Yeah.
So that's
I had the opportunity. I was at a get-together, a gathering, let's call it, a couple of weeks ago, and I met the founder, owner of Apocalypse. Interesting guy. We had a great chat. He looks
a lot like
Rick from Pawn Stars.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, he's taking advantage of that.
See, like giving
he did autographs when he was in Las Vegas.
That's great.
People kept coming up to him, so he said, you know what?
My daughter got that with Halsey.
Okay. I'm just going to do it. And he signed a few autographs, took a few pictures.
That's funny.
And he says he even went into their store.
Oh, yeah.
And got a couple looks from different people. I think his first name is Doug, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, I had a great conversation with him. But yeah, he said they're going to work on some wine and cider things, and they're working on some possible food truck that would be tied in with them. So a lot of the good things happening in 2022 for those guys. We'll try to have him in and talk to him about it. But yeah, here's the thing that I have found just in the last few years, the science and the work that goes into making you know, bourbon and beer and those and wines. I've had a chance to meet some owners, just like I talked about the apocalypse just a second ago. It's interesting to hearing the science that goes into this, because it's not just like a...
And it is.
I mean, it's a big-time science.
Some of your... I know there used to be a place in Roanoke, and I don't know if they're still there or not, but they were chemistry teachers.
Okay.
So that was kind of like their hobby, and they really liked doing things like that. And they're really good. They're really, really good. I mean, there is an art to brewing beer, just like there is, you know, to a cook.
Right.
You're either a good cook or you're not a great cook.
Right.
If you can put those flavors together. Some people have it, some people don't.
Yeah.
But it helps if you've got that knowledge.
Well, it's fun when you get to go to the breweries or the place in Gatlinburg where they make the... you know, the whiskey right there, and you get to see the machines and the tanks and all that stuff.
The whiskey or the moonshine?
Well, the moonshine.
Are you talking about Triple X Distillery?
I think, yeah. Is that the one that's in the middle of that big
that
marketplace?
Houdini, a.k.a. the panty dropper.
Oh.
It's a terrible name. It is a terrible, terrible name.
It's been several years since
I've
been there.
But it's arguably the most successful, the most successful.
Has somebody written
there.
A country song about that?
Well, I wouldn't call it that.
Okay.
I refuse to call it that.
Right. Okay.
It's like, do you have the Houdini? Oh, you mean the panty dropper? Yeah, we've got them. It's like, oh, Lord.
Oh. Us lady needs some panty droppers
over
here.
That's right. It's like, we need some panty dropper over here now, please. Yeah,
oh,
it's
geez.
Not good.
Wow.
So I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. Old Smoky Moonshine is what I'm told is where we went.
Oh,
in Gatlinburg.
Okay. Well, that's not as good as the Triple X Distillery, but okay.
Well, Triple X now I understand a little bit better.
Because it's strong. It's pretty strong stuff.
Jeez.
Pretty strong. Wow. But that's okay. That's all right.
So you've been known to maybe have a sip or two, right?
Well, I've done tastings.
Of course.
Yeah, but no, I'm not a hard...
It's a bad when they have...
I like an occasional glass of wine. That's a big difference.
Some people have like shopping carts outside of their place. This place has like 20 wheelchairs lined up just in case you've tasted too many.
Oh, no.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
See, I would be asleep long before I would be intoxicated. That's,
gotcha.
I'm a terrible, terrible drinker.
Okay.
So there's that. So today, we have Five and Dine brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and we love them over there. They're just the nicest people, and they have a meat department second to none. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. And go by and see Todd and the crew and support them. We appreciate them supporting us and helping us bring you Five and Dine. Today, I'm sharing this recipe because I'm going to be making it this weekend. It's really fun for any fall gatherings, Halloween gatherings. It's even fun to do for Thanksgiving to put on your dessert table. It's caramel apple nachos is what it's called.
Oh,
you're going to take four large apples. I like to use Honeycrisp. Granny Smith is also good because you don't want a horribly sweet apple because of the toppings you're going to put on there. So Granny Smith is a good choice there. You're going to clean those apples, dry them, make sure that they are, you know, you've got everything off there. You're going to slice the apples into 8 pieces and arrange them on a large serving platter. Meanwhile, place a half a package of Kraft caramels unwrapped into a microwave-safe bowl. Mix it with a tablespoon of water. I may or may not use cream. You do you.
Okay.
Microwave it at 25-second intervals until it's melted, and whisk it, and then drizzle it all over those apples. Then you're to put white chocolate chips in a separate microwave-safe bowl and do the same thing. Microwave that at 20-second intervals until it's just melted. Some folks... Mark Lamb would like to mix peanut butter in with that.
Maybe.
And then put that over the nachos. And then after that, you're going to top it with some mini chocolate chips. You can do crushed Heath bars, anything that you would like to put on there to make it your own. You can do that.
Okay.
It's fun, it's fallish, and it's easy. It's caramel apple nachos. Check out the recipe for that and some other fall recipes on our Facebook page. You can go to Facebook and just type in Janet's Five and Dine in the search bar, and you'll see all the recipes that we share brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
And it's America, where I can add peanut butter if I so choose.
Yes, you can. Yeah. And we're going to need some peanut butter. That's not nearly as embarrassing.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, get those fall menus ready with beef short ribs, $7.99 a pound, while supplies last. Fresh cabbage is 59 cents a pound. Save on bone-in assorted pork chops, $1.79. Hereford corned beef is $3.99 for a 12-ounce package. Fritos and Cheetos are 2 for $6. Save on Dole bananas, 49 cents. And Smithfield smoked sausage and kielbasa is 2 for $7. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
Well, Governor Northam says by July it could be legal to grow marijuana. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
Smells like leaves burning, Janet. Not in the studio, though. People know what I'm talking about. Bear probably does, because he makes his own ginger beer. Is that what you said?
Yeah, he was telling me, I've got to meet Bear. Yeah. I just have to meet him.
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to, like, such a renaissance man.
Go to the Appalachian Trail to meet up with him.
I might have to. He brews his own ginger beer, mm-hmm. and he said, to make the Smallwoods Revenge Bourbon. Oh, yeah. Okay. We can go by there, mm-hmm. pick up the Small Revenge. What was it called?
Small Revenge Bourbon? Is that what he said?
Smallwoods Revenge Bourbon. Smallwoods Revenge. Then we can head over to Skeeter's.
Right. And get a dog.
Yeah. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. Maybe we'll just rent a bus and, like,
there you go.
Any listener who, like the first 20 people,
right?
You know, we'll load you
up.
Well,
you know, then
road trip.
What would happen is somebody would leak the manifest of everybody was on the bus.
It's true.
And try to tie us to January 6th in some way.
Probably.
Oh. We're just getting home from January 6th.
That's right. Yeah. That's not even possible. Stop it. Everybody stop it.
Hey, just don't spend over $600 and you won't have to worry about being tracked, right? Your bank's not going to give up your information, is it?
It depends on if you click that link that went out this morning. We've heard from several listeners mm-hmm. today mm-hmm. who said that they have received a text. They received it in text form,
right?
And it says in the text it says Virginia vaccination mm-hmm. driver's license update, and it's in all caps, and it says verify your driver's license details, mm-hmm. and then it gives a link.
Right.
And that's been texted out to several listeners. Mm. None of the numbers are the same.
Right.
That they're coming from. Mm-hmm. Do not click that.
Yeah.
That's a scam, a phishing scam for sure. Mm-hmm. We'll have to report that to
I'm sending her a note right now.
Yeah. Yeah, just to make sure that they're on top of that. But we're seeing that all over. And as you get closer to Christmas, mm-hmm. you're going to start seeing a lot of the gift card scams.
Yep.
That really kicks in. And it comes from everything. It comes from Walmart. I got one from Amazon this week.
Right.
Hobby Lobby. Mm-hmm. Just all kinds of places that you would be tempted to, hey, if I do this survey, I can get this free gift card. Mm. Now, a lot of times that's definitely a phishing scam that you don't want to fall prey to. So just be careful about that one. We did put that link up on our Facebook page about some of the things that is going on.
Happening, yeah. Big weekend.
Mm-hmm. It is a big weekend. There's so much happening throughout mm-hmm. the area. We had one person send us in some information about the Ferrum festival that's going on there.
Folk mm-hmm. something. Yeah.
And then we have the Amherst County Fair mm-hmm. is going on as well. We were talking about some of the new polling that has been released.
Yeah, it's leaning GOP maybe a little bit.
Monmouth University is showing that Virginia's gubernatorial race is neck and neck, which we've known.
Mm-hmm.
Glenn Youngkin gained some ground, tying him fully with Terry McAuliffe. Monmouth cites voters' issues like schools and the pandemic
mm-hmm.
in helping Youngkin close that gap.
Mm.
So we'll see. And we know this because we can see from McAuliffe's behavior
mm-hmm.
That he's a little bit rattled.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah. So.
Well, it's and here's the fun part. This is kind of like, you know, the for us that follow politics, and we obviously do, it's kind of like bowl season.
Out of necessity.
Yeah, out of necessity. But it's like bowl season almost for watching college football. Who's gonna win? And there is some excitement, you know, that happens on election night. Of course, they've been, you know, and Dr. Bob was on the show yesterday. You can go hear his interview on our SoundCloud page, talking about 40 days. We have 40 days of voting, and they still have the gall, the Democrats do, mm-hmm. to say voter suppression.
Right.
For crying out loud. We're the only country, I think, that does this.
Well,
we're the only country that opens up their borders wide open.
Well, yeah, that's true.
And I don't know of any other country. I remember when Iraq was, you know, fought for and won, and you had to go dip your finger in the ink to show that you had voted. So you dip your index finger down, you know, like an inch, and all those people were holding up their finger saying, "I voted," and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wish there was something to the point where we had to do something like that and show up on the day of voting. But now we have, you know, 40 days and 40 nights
right.
to vote.
Well, something fun before we end up having to wrap up the show today. There's a family in Clarksville, Tennessee,
mm-hmm.
who loves Halloween.
Okay.
They've been doing displays for years. They have gone above and beyond this year.
Right.
As they have a family of skeletons, and they change the scene every day.
Really?
So as you drive by, you see a different scene.
Wow.
There's one scene of an entire family of skeletons. They're carving mm-hmm. pumpkins.
Okay.
Right. There's one of a mama and a daddy skeleton that has just apparently delivered a baby skeleton.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's one scene of them doing aerobics together. That
oh,
one's
wow.
fun.
Yeah.
They're even wearing leg warmers.
Oh, gee, that's which, cute.
Yeah, there's cheerleading skeletons.
Wow.
They're playing soccer on
wow.
that one.
Soccer, yeah.
Nice, very nice. But yeah, so everyone is a little bit different. So
mm-hmm.
pirate skeletons.
Wow.
I mean, they have gone all out. I've seen people go all out for Christmas, but this one,
yeah.
My favorite is definitely the aerobic.
Okay.
Aerobics. Oh, and there's a sand scene where they're burying the skeleton dog in the sand.
Oh.
Fun. Just people just go all. I don't decorate for Halloween, and
yeah.
I never have.
Right.
I decorate for fall.
Right.
But not Halloween.
It'll be interesting. We were wondering the place on Leesville Road that had the big Christmas display,
uh-huh.
if they're already starting to set up. I mean, there was actually an accident there. By the time we turned around and came back the other direction, somebody had run into somebody.
Oh, dear.
Because it slowed the traffic down, I guess, or they were trying to turn around or something. Anyway, it is interesting. If you know of any people that are starting to decorate for Christmas because they go all out,
mm-hmm.
send us those pictures. Your morning jam.
Well, I do like to go around
yeah.
and look at all the lights.
Okay.
I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, that's all right. yourmorningjam@gmail.com.
Yeah.
That's just simple that way. Okay.
And it's a very safe thing to do because
mm-hmm.
you could look from you know, your car and
yeah.
you don't have to be exposed. That's one of the, you know,
yeah,
the good
things
true. About that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it. I love
yeah.
driving and looking at all the lights.
Yeah, cool.
Christmas time.
Hey, check out the show on SoundCloud. We had a really fun opening today. We had a really cool montage from Toto, if you like Toto's music.
And who doesn't?
Yeah, really. I think the only downside was Kim Kardashian's 41 today. We did have to play a little soundbite of her, but other than that, it was pretty good. Check it out. Go to SoundCloud. The Morning Jam on VTRN, our Morning Jam eye-opener. Once you get to The Morning Jam on VTRN. Type in The Morning Jam Eye Opener. Today's date, it'll pop right up. Janet, we'll do it again tomorrow. It's gosh, it's Friday already.
I know.
Friday funnies.
Can't wait.
Hey, make today awesome. Thanks for joining us. We do appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow.